I was still shocked by the outcome and taken by surprise. I certainly commend Speaker Boehner for leading our institution, the House of Representatives, with dignity, and I thank him for his service. That being said, this incident, I believe, is representative of the fractures in the Republican Party and the shutdown mentality we have been witnessing in the House for the past few years. This is about putting yourself ahead of and your extreme thinking ahead of what's best for the nation. And it's rather tragic that these folks who are more interested in their ideology and their and are embracing this distaste and dislike for government that has driven out a leader from their own party, from their ranks. And it's what is most upsetting about this. It's a difficult moment for the House of Representatives to know that a minority within that majority can be the tail wagging the dog and cause this sort of displacement. But when you think of it, a person who is in third, who is third in line, this individual who's third in line for the presidency, would rather step down than work with the extremists in his party that continue to hold our middle class hostage if they don't get their way. And I think this is a very telling moment. It's a tragic moment when you overlay that on the House and what we need to get done for the American people. They stand in the way of business and progress, I believe. And their recalcitrance and their determination to just drive down good ideas or their refusal to to build a consensus is troublesome.
I know you've had your disagreements with Speaker Boehner over the years, but is this a case for the Democrats where it's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know in terms of replacing Speaker Boehner?
It most certainly can be. You know, with the Speaker, at least you got the sense that he was part of this moderate crowd that was trying to somehow incorporate the thinking of the extreme crowd and still make things move forward. And it's obvious that, again, my belief that he was doing this, stepping down for the sake of the institution and perhaps more importantly, or definitely more importantly, for the people of this country. And, you know, if it can drive that sort of decision, which had to be difficult, it's very concerning that we would have this sort of syndrome in the House that doesn't allow us to get things done. So, look, it's my hope that my colleagues, my friends on the other side of the aisle, will use this as a moment to hit reset and join Democrats in reopening important issues like the reauthorization of the Export-Import Bank. Look, the same forces, the extreme forces that drove out Speaker Boehner from this, from his leadership, from his speakership, are the same forces that drove out jobs in the district that I represent and have sent them to France now because of the Export-Import Bank fiasco. We need to get down to the business of passing comprehensive immigration reform, restoring the Voting Rights Act, reauthorizing the Highway Trust Fund, taking care of our infrastructure of all kinds, passing a year-long budget, truly a budget, not a continuing resolution, and a lengthy to-do list that gets longer every time we let political maneuvering dominate our work and our days here in the House.
What about Representative McCarthy? Do you have a relationship with him? Do you expect he could ascend to the speakership?
Yeah, he is seen as one of the favorites to replace Mr. Boehner, but I am certain there will be, you know, efforts to have very extreme thinking to more moderate thinking in their caucus, and they'll have their cluster of supporters. And again, it's going to be a new face and perhaps a new order of thinking. And my only hope is that when the dust settles, we will have this moment speak to us, that this sort of behavior, this sort of this order of operation is unacceptable, that extreme thinking that won't allow us to resolve issues, that creates a pile of unfinished business that is recalcitrant and just determined to undo government is a tragedy, because we're facing public-private partnerships around the world that are our competitor forces, and we need to make certain that we have an efficient, effective order of government. No government is not the answer here. Efficient government is the answer. And they have stood in the way of having efficiency simply because they see this as a force to be undone. And I think it finally was an effort that, you know, drove a decision by Speaker Boehner to say, look, the time has come. Enough is enough. I can't put the institution through this. I have too much respect for the House, and I know that his heart is with the American public. And when you don't get things done and the unfinished business brings us down, it drives this order of decision-making.